Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So thank you for adding Faith in the Morning to your morning routine. Faith in the Morning has a daily devotional, which you're seeing stream right now, but we also have a daily devotional via newsletter that you'll find the link in the show notes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the description on social media. We start every Faith in the Morning with a positive, powerful affirmation that reminds us of what God says about us. So will you join me in saying it with me today? You'll find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the description and social media. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me once again to Mark chapter 11. Happy Holy Week to everyone. Mark chapter 11. And one of the things we know about Mark chapter 11 is this takes place during Holy Week, not too long after the event on Palm Sunday. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or take faith in God, or hold on and possess faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Now, to me, it's always been interesting that in this conversation about prayer, this conversation about faith, this conversation about faith declarations, this conversation about seeing your faith change things in the natural, Jesus tags forgiveness and unforgiveness to it. One of the things I've learned is that unforgiveness will shut down your faith. Come on, say it out loud, put it in the chats, put it in your notes, your journal. Say, unforgiveness will shut down my faith. Come on, say it out loud, put it in the chat. Say, unforgiveness will shut down my faith. Unforgiveness will shut down your faith every single time. You know, when we begin our Sunday messages and even our Wednesday messages, I lead the congregation in a confession before we hear the word of God. And part of it is we forgive everybody of everything. Why? Unforgiveness will shut down your faith and will get in the way of you receiving what God has for you. Unforgiveness, you choosing not to forgive somebody, is not punishing them. So, my friend, it's hurting you. Free yourself from the pain of your past by choosing to forgive. Because when you forgive, you are releasing it and you're opening up that situation for God to bring healing, for God to bring restoration, for God to make it right. But as long as you hold on to unforgiveness, think about it this way. If you hold on to unforgiveness, it's hard to hold on to faith. Your hands are full. If you're too busy holding on to unforgiveness instead of holding on to faith in God. Question for you today. Do you really believe that God can make that situation right? Yeah, I know what they did was wrong. I know what they said was wrong. I know how the hurt comes from being betrayed and lied on and all the bad things that happened. But holding on to unforgiveness will keep you from holding on to faith in God and will keep you from receiving all the good things God has for you. You might say, well, I've been in unforgiveness for a while and I still see good things. But how much more would you've seen if you actually let that go? Let it go today. Because as we look at Holy Week and remember what Jesus did for us so that we could be forgiven of our sins, we extend that same forgiveness to others. Unforgiveness will keep you chained to your past. Say it out loud, put it in the chat. Say, unforgiveness will keep me chained to my past. Come on, say it out loud, put it in the chat, put it in your journal. Say, unforgiveness will keep me chained to my past. I want you to know this today. Your past is not greater than your future. So you need to become free from your past so you can walk in the future that God has for you. Go ahead, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, I'm going to my future. Come on, say out loud and put it in the chat. Say, I'm going to my future and my future is bright. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat with me. Say, I'm going into my future and my future is bright. If you want to take that step to your future today, you have to make a decision to forgive, and let things go. Yes, I know it's harder than it seems. It's harder to talk about it than it is actually to do it. But I know you can do it. Yes, I believe in you, but guess what? God believes in you, and he knows that you can do it. And he says, well, I don't want to be fake. He says, I have to feel to forgive. No, you don't. Forgiveness is a choice. And guess what? It's an act of faith. So you can choose to forgive right now. Just say, I forgive everybody of everything. Say it throughout the day. Every time you get offended, every time someone's making you mad, say, you know what? I choose to forgive. I choose to let it go. The more you practice forgiveness, the easier it becomes. Let me pray for you before we go. Father, I pray for every single person on the sound of my voice. As they make this decision to forgive, I pray that you strengthen them with the help of the Holy Spirit so that they can forgive, they can let things go, and move on to the freedom and the healing and the hope that you have for them. Thank you for helping them today. Thank you for helping us choose forgiveness and walking in faith. In Jesus' name, amen, and so be it. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. Make sure you read today's newsletter because we're going to dive into starting with what we talked about today and talk about how this sets you up for a life of favor. So make sure you read today's newsletter. Share this with someone on your timeline. Text it to someone you know who needs to hear this message today so they can walk in the freedom of forgiveness and go into their future as well. I'll see you next time with Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. God bless.